Good morning, everybody. You are currently listening to A Tall Girls podcast hosted by a tall girl named India. I hope that everyone listening today is doing super well. Before I get into this episode, I just want to say be sure you're following me at A Tall Girls podcast on Instagram, Pinterest, and TikTok for almost daily tall girl content and updates on the latest podcast episodes. Also, feel free to hit me up on my social medias too. You guys have been doing that for quite a while now, which I'm happy about. It's kind of consistent, getting a lot of hi, hellos, how are yous, and even some requests for episodes down the line. So if there's something specific that you want to hear on this podcast, please, please, please don't be afraid to hit me up on my social medias. Everything will be linked below so it'll be easier for you. Now, low-key, I want to jump straight into this episode today because we do have quite a few things to unpack, as you could probably tell by the title of today's episode. We're going back to talking about tall women and short men and then dating and all that good stuff. Now, I've done probably one or two episodes on that topic of tall women dating short men. I mean, for some reason those get a lot of listens, but I feel like it's the shorter men that are listening to that. And because some of them actually do contact me via Instagram and say, yeah, like what you said about this, what you said about that makes a lot of sense. And I'm like, oh, like I didn't know men listen to this podcast, let alone the episodes about tall women and short men. Like, I don't know how to feel, but anyways, back to what I was saying. Just to give you a little background, this episode is kind of inspired by a TikTok video. I think she's Long Tall Carly on TikTok. The premise of the video was that tall women shouldn't feel bad for not giving a shorter man a chance, like out of fear that people will see them as shallow because, oh, you're rejecting him because of the height difference. Like, no, there's a lot of other things we could be rejecting him on. Not necessarily the height difference, but it's none of your business. So why are you trying to make it your business? But anyways, I can't even link this video because I believe it was deleted. I remember I tried to go back and look for that video. I was like, oh my God, I need to save this, screenshot something. Yeah, I don't think it's there anymore. But I really, really do agree with the message in that video. And I thought about that video when I had a weird interaction over Instagram DMs. It's always the Instagram DMs, always. So if you are a tall girl and you profess it loud and proud over social media, I'm sure you've received DMs from creepy people, especially creepy men. And if you haven't, you are extremely lucky. Like, extremely lucky. They're, oh, not always, but they like to go in there and just say, yeah, yeah, like, your long legs are beautiful. Show me pictures of this. Send me feet pictures. I've gotten a lot of those. And I don't know what to tell you, but I am not having that at all. Anyways, so this DM that I got, that I received over the gram, the first ever message was, hey, beautiful. Hey, beautiful. See, if it was like a friend, a significant other, even a family member or parents, see, that would not feel weird. But for some reason, to me, that felt weird. And it's not just for quote unquote some reason. Like, right off the bat, I just did not like it because you don't know me and I don't know you. We're complete strangers. I could be an axe murderer. I'm not, okay? I'm just gonna say it. I am not an axe murderer. I'm a great, nice person, but I could be an axe murderer. I could be a crazy stalker. You don't know me, but here you are. But hey, I mean, some people do shoot their shot over Instagram DMs and, you know, they get their wives and husbands and stuff from it. But no, today is not the day. I am not the one. I automatically felt grossed out because it's just a random stranger. And it's not, the profile picture isn't even a picture of a human being. I think it's like a cartoon character. And he has three followers. Three. You have three followers and your profile picture is a cartoon character. Like, I'm not trying to mess with that. Anyways, I responded. Was that a bad decision? But I had to respond because Instagram sees that as engagement, and I don't want to get on Instagram's bad side. Like, low-key, I'm blowing up, not blowing up, but doing pretty well on Instagram. I didn't think we were gonna make it this far, but we did. We're over 1,000 followers. I'm grateful for all of you for following me over on Instagram at A Tall Girls Podcast. But anyways, I had to respond. I had to get on Instagram's good side. So I'm just like, hey, that's it, just hey. And then he goes, oh, how tall are you? And I say 5'10", because I did not find out my real height yet, my true height yet. Funny thing, I tried to make an appointment with the doctor. Homegirl retired. Well, I called her last week. She said she was retiring that week. So no appointments. And I was like, wow, okay. So it's gonna be a little bit before I find out my true height. But anyways, I just say 5'10", because that's all I've known my entire life. And he's like, oh, that's kind of tall. Would you ever go for a short guy? And I was like, well, I mean, it depends on their height. And that's true for me. I mean, I'm not gonna, personally, I am not going to go for somebody who's like a foot shorter than me, but an inch, like 5'9", 5'8", maybe even 5'7", if your personality is like hitting really well, I'm not gonna discriminate if it's just like 1, 2, maybe even 3 inches, but a whole foot, I don't know. I feel like I would be very uncomfortable with that. You could be a great person, but it would just, I don't know. I would just not be comfortable. That's just how I feel. That's just my personal taste. But some people just don't understand the concept of personal taste. So he proceeds to go off on me saying, oh, you tall women are so shallow, da 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 da. Like, you're supposed to give everyone a fair chance. Yeah, like men give every woman or other man a fair chance, but that just makes you a bad person. I'm sitting here like, what's going on here? I think something must have happened to this man earlier that day, that week, that month. Because why are you yelling at me through DMs? You're yelling at a stranger through DMs about their personal preference. What? Anyways, I blocked him and all that because I was not gonna tolerate that. And honestly, I was not gonna type out a whole response because I blocked him while he was still typing. I was like, no. My notifications were blowing up. I cannot do this right now. But it really opened my eyes to how some people just attack us for having a height preference. Like, not all tall women are the same. Some of us will go for men on the shorter side and others may not. That is not something that I can control. So why are you projecting your insecurities onto me? You just haven't found your tall girl yet. So keep looking. I mean, I don't agree with the tall women who say, yeah, I never go for a man who's like an inch shorter than me or the same height as me and blah, blah, blah. But that's their preference. I cannot control that. I can only control my preference. So please do not attack me for it and say, yeah, you tall women. I am not like the next tall girl. Just because we're tall doesn't mean we're in the same boat at all. So yeah, you're just gonna have to handle that. That's just me. And yes, okay, some tall girls are shallow about it, but that doesn't give you the right to pressure someone, especially somebody you don't know, into doing something that they don't want to do. That makes absolutely no sense. Honestly, I just think it's the pressure. The pressure to accept less than what we want. And this is not just physically, but just in general. First, okay, an example. Tall women aren't, quote unquote, allowed to say no to a shorter guy, but short men or even tall men can write off a tall girl. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? Because to me, it sounds very hypocritical. Now, I'm not saying this is everybody. I'm not speaking in absolute terms. But tall women are still affected by this. Because if we say no to a shorter guy, that means, oh, like, she will never go for a short man. Like, how could you do that? And blah, blah, blah. Like, super shallow and all that stuff. And it's like, this man could be an alcoholic and she might not want to deal with an alcoholic. This man may be extremely insecure and she doesn't want to be with a man who's extremely insecure. This man might be a thief, unemployed and stealing stuff and pawning it. Like, what if she doesn't want that either? Everybody has different preferences, right? It's not just height. And if he doesn't, this goes for all men too, like average height men, short men, tall men. If he is not fitting into what she wants in a guy, into her standards, then why would she say yes? You know what I mean? Society in general, I feel, pressures women to confine themselves to norms and do things they don't want to do, say things they don't want to say, talk to people they don't want to talk to, especially that. And the list goes on and on. Like, if a woman says, yeah, I want to be with people who are rich, oh, she's automatically shamed for it. Why is she so materialistic? Yada, yada, yada. She's a gold digger. All she wants to do is take people's money. It's like, but how does that affect you? And for some reason, I feel like it's usually the ones that don't have those qualities that the person is looking for that complain about it. Like, let's go back to the example that I used about rich. And she's like, yeah, I only want to be around people who are rich. And it's usually the ones who are not rich that complain about it. Like, you're so shallow, so materialistic because they don't have it. But they want that person or want to be around that person, get the attention of that person. And I don't get it. I personally don't get it, because maybe she wants to surround herself, or he, whoever this person is, wants to surround themselves around people who are rich because they want to get that rich energy, that abundant energy. They want to be around people who motivate them to become better and earn more money because they want to have financial freedom or financial stability, to say the least. Maybe that's why she wants to be around them, not necessarily take their money. So what I'm trying to say is, why are you letting it affect you? Like, does it pay your bills? Does it put food on the table? Does it fulfill your emotional well-being? No, it doesn't. So if it doesn't align with your values, your morals, why waste your time and energy and breath on it? Just move on. Just move on. And that's what I probably should have said to the man who was blowing up on me. Just move on. If I don't align with whatever values or whatever thoughts you have, just leave me be. Just leave me be. So, dear listener, please do not feel pressure to do anything you don't want to do from your peers, from your parents, from your friends, especially by a stranger who's probably 2 feet shorter than you and yelling at you over Instagram DMs. Come on. But you're strong, you're capable, and you're enough. Why do I feel like this entire episode was what I would have, should have, and could have responded to this man who was yelling at me with if I did not block him? But it is what it is. I don't need to waste my breath and energy on that because he doesn't align with my values. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode, especially if you made it all the way to the end, because I feel like this is an entire rant and I don't know if people would stick around for an entire rant by a tall person over tall people, short people, whatever stuff. So thank you so much for sticking around for that. As always, feel free to follow me on my socials at A Tall Girls Podcast on Instagram, Pinterest, and TikTok. They'll all be linked below, so that's easy for you. Just click on it and boom, boom, pow. Did I really just say that? Yes, I did. Anyways, also feel free to leave me a review letting me know what you think about this podcast, letting other people know also what you think about this podcast. What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? Yes, all constructive criticism, I will say, not negative comments. Constructive criticism is accepted. As well, what can I improve? Stuff like that. It's on my website, atallgirlspodcast.com, but I will also link the review page for you below, so you could just click on it and write a review. I'm so grateful for all the reviews that I have gotten thus far, and I'm grateful for all my followers, all my listeners. I'm grateful for you. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you and your existence. I'm just rambling now, so I'm going to end it here, and I will catch you in the next one. Good night and goodbye.